Okay. The green stuff that you put in salads?
Lettuce.
And how does that come? You might say you have two...
Two heads.
Okay. If you have two boys and three girls, you have...
5 children.
Did you ever speak of them as so many heads?
No.
Okay. If you had 7 boys and 7 girls, you might say he had a... of children.
And a bunch of them. I don't know. Just he had a large group of children.
Okay, did you ever use the word passel?
Let's see, passel. I've heard it, and I've heard it used, but I really can't recall how it was used.
Okay, what do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Ear of corn. Is that the husk?
Okay. And what is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Yellow corn.
And, how about any other names for different kinds of corn?
Horse corn, popcorn.
What is the horse corn?
That was the kind my grandfather used to grow to feed the stock.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody else called it horse corn or not. I did because, you know, that's what we did with it. That's what it was for.
How about the term roasting ears or mutton corn?
Roasting is vaguely familiar, but... You know, I can't put it with anything right now.
Okay, what do you call the top of a corn stalk?
The silky portion, right?
Yeah, and this is also the thing that comes on graduation caps.
Tassel.
Yeah. And the stringy stuff that's on the corn, you have to take off before you can eat it. This is a large round fruit that grows on the ground and you make pie out of at Thanksgiving.
A pumpkin.
Yeah. Okay, and a kind of small yellow crook-necked vegetable.
What do you call those things? Not okras, but the other one. Squash.
Okay. And do you have any name for it when you let it dry?
A gourd.
Okay. You were telling me about different kinds of melons. You mentioned mushmelon. What is that like? Can you describe it?
Mushmelon is basically the same as a honeydew. It's about the same size, same color. It may be, I could have the colors mixed up because it's been a long time, but seemingly one of them, a cantaloupe, mushmelon, and honeydew are all basically the same thing. It's the difference in color and the difference in degree of sweetness and each one of them.
Okay, which would have the yellow meat?
Like a cantaloupe would be darker than, say, a honeydew. And then a honeydew may be lighter or darker than the other one. I'm not sure which.
Okay. And you mentioned watermelons. You know, about some different kinds of watermelons? Sizes or seed shape?
Nothing other than you have the large round kind, and you have the long, kind of long, thin kind, and then there, I guess they have, some of them have like stripes on them.
Do these have any names that you know?
They do, but I don't remember them offhand.
Okay, and what is this small umbrella-shaped thing that grows out in the woods?
Mushroom.
And do you have a name for the ones that you can't eat?
Poison, lily pads or something like that.
Okay. If a man has a sore throat so that the inside of his throat is all swollen, you would say that he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Swallow.
Okay. This is a kind of bird that can see in the dark.